Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Well, our show, it's for you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life. Because as you're blessed financially, you have the greater ability to create a ripple effect through the lives of others. Guys, I appreciate you tuning in and sharing. As a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Go use the passive income calculator today to see just how much you could increase your passive income by with the money you have available that you may not have realized. So go check that out now. I want to talk about something today where many real estate investors fall short. There's an amazing opportunity available right now, but as real estate investors are going along, they tend to overlook this particular opportunity. This is an opportunity that in many cases, I actually just had a conversation with somebody recently where the guy was financially independent. He is making just from his real estate properties alone, $12,000 a month of net passive income on his properties. However, when he used that passive income calculator, the number came out much higher. The number was showing about $300,000 a year that we could create for him. And that's $300,000 more than what he's doing right now. So yes, some of it was, you know, some money he had in savings and they hadn't deployed yet, but a big portion of it was actually in this one place. And that place is equity inside your real estate properties. See, most people look at what's their rate of return. They're looking at their cash on cash return based on their initial investment. You know, the money they initially put into that investment, they look at that cash on cash return and say, that's awesome. But what many, many people fail to look at is a term called return on equity. Return on equity says, based on the amount of equity you have, what's the amount of cash flow you're creating every year? So for example, if you have $100,000 of equity in a property and the cash flow is, say, $400 a month or $4,800 a year, your return on equity is only 4.8%, right? Now, that doesn't matter because, for example, say you bought that property and you've only put $20,000 down because it was worth $100,000. You put 20% down. That $20,000 was generating $400 a month. You're like, whoa, I'm making huge. I'm making over 20% a year. Why would I ever sell this thing? Well, what if that property appreciated up to $200,000? And now you've got $120,000 of equity in that property. Well, plus, because you probably paid down, you had your renters pay down your mortgage for you. Let's say you had $130,000 of equity, yet you're only making $4,800 a month. Well, that means now you're making really about or just under 4% return on equity. If you took that same $130,000 of equity, put that into another property that even if it earned 10% cash on cash, especially with the rising interest rates, may not be as good. But say you got 10% cash on cash on $130,000, that means you make $13,000 a year or about $1,100 a month. So the gap, the opportunity cost that you have here is about $700 a month. You're currently making $400 thinking you're doing awesome, but in truth, you should be able to make at least $1,000 or $1,100 a month. That is the one thing that's been missing. So when we sat down, I sat down in my chair on a Zoom call, but as we were looking at his numbers, he said, well, listen, like with all the equity you have in these properties, you're cash flowing $12,000 a month, but you should be cash flowing about $25,000-$26,000 a month off of this. In fact, and I went low. I said, hey, let's just do a 9% cash on cash return with your property, with the money in these properties. If he actually got 10%, it would be even a few thousand dollars higher. I said, let's just say it's 9%. Let's just say you only make 9% net by wherever we transfer this money into with a 1031 exchange into other properties. And he's like, okay, well, that looks good, but I don't know, Chris. I mean, it's really hard finding good deals right now. And I said, well, yeah, because here's the sad thing, buddy. You're making $12,000 a month net on your properties and you're managing them yourself. We're talking about making more than double that, about $25,000, $26,000 a month with somebody else managing these properties for you. And I said, hey, we can even keep your favorite properties if you want or whatever, but man, we could take the worst performing properties, move these over, make way more. And now you're not just barely financially independent because he was just barely there. I said, now you're beyond financially independent. You're on the point of financial freedom because now you've got double the income coming in just from this simple little move. And the thing is, we have a team around us, right? We have multiple turnkey providers and people like that where we have plenty of deals to move into. And here's the thing is that many people say, yeah, but what if it's not a good return? There are still plenty of good returns out there, even in the rental real estate space right now. I just sent an email recently to our clients, our VIP clients that we consult one-on-one with, like over 12 properties from just one provider, one of these providers, where they were good, solid cash and cash returns. And we didn't even have to worry about bank financing. They were making 10, 11 plus percent cash on cash returns. And there was no bank financing even involved. So it's just a quick, easy close and you're done. That's the beauty of it. But here's the even better. You don't always have to move into real estate properties, at least not the same way. There are syndications you can move into. You can move into multifamily. There are some deals like that as well. We have another syndicator that will have fourplexes like in Florida and places like that, has decent cash and cash return, not huge, but better than what most people are getting on their current properties. We also have things like you can invest in land that where oil is being drilled and things like that. Because of the land, you can do some transfers, and we only offer that to our VIP one-on-one clients. But those things pay like 10, 15 plus percent returns, even if it's conservative, lower gas prices than what we're seeing today. So be able to cash flow from that kind of land and be able to move it over, you can do that. We even have real estate funds you can move into. You can put your name on titles of properties within those funds. The truth is that we got more than enough opportunity for you to move equity into other places, tax-free transfers, you don't get taxed on that money, and make a higher return than what you're making right now. Now, if it's not going to give you a higher return, then we don't touch it. You don't mess with it. You leave it alone. But the thing is that we've seen property values go up so hard, so fast, right? Now is a beautiful time to exit if you want to be able to move into something else to get higher cash flow and then stay stable while whatever happens in the markets start to happen. I mean, when's the best time to sell, right? It's best to sell when it's still hot. And there's even pockets where you're starting to see the markets cool off a little bit. And thing is, if you got properties on the western half of the United States, I can already assure you, you are probably not making a high enough return right now. You're probably not making at least a 10% return on equity. That means for every $100,000 of equity you have in a property, you better be making at least $10,000 a year profit. That's after you've paid all your expenses and everything else. If you're not making that, you should probably look at doing something else here. Heck, I even say if you're not making at least 8% of a return on equity, we should probably look at something else. And so that's why one of the factors in our calculator, look at that. We say, well, how much equity do you have in your real estate properties, your other rentals, and how do we use that? This is also true if you have equity in your own home. Maybe you don't have rentals. Maybe you have home equity that could be utilized. You can actually access and get that money out. That brings up a good point. With your own personal home, yes, you can do a cash out refinance and get the money and get it at cheap rates. But for these properties, many people have been asking us saying, well, hey, should we just do a cash out refinance, pull the money out that way, and we still get to keep our rentals? The answer is almost 100% of the time, no, especially right now. The rates have gone up. The money's become more expensive to borrow from it. And what does it do? It just kills the cash flow out of that deal that you're trying to keep. So you're like, yeah, now I'm negative cash flow on this property. Yeah, I got some other money out and maybe I'll be a slightly better position. But the likelihood is you'll be in a much better position not worrying about all those closing costs, not worrying about trying to pull out of the equity out and paying still paying a pretty decent interest rate for that. You can take that money, use it, and make it simple and clean. And again, like I said, there's plenty of opportunities to do that. So if you're looking at cash out refinancing on your properties, don't do it. Now is not the time to cash out refinance on your rentals. It's best to be able to sell those off, be able to get the equity out, and then reinvest into things that can give you much higher returns than that. I'll give you my real life example. I have a property right now. It's 4 years old and we bought it for $134,000. Now it's worth over $210,000, almost $220,000. Even after selling it off, we can just about double the cash flow. Even though my cash flow has gone up every year, my cash on cash return was good. I mean, I bought it for $32,000 down. my current profit, the cash flow from that property is $480 a month. So you might look at it first from those initial investment, you'd say, Chris, that's awesome. That's better than anything we can get today, which is true. However, if I sold that property now, I would actually get back my down payment plus more equity that's been built up. I would get about $100,000 out of it. That $100,000 could then be used to reinvest. And as I said, generating about $10,000 a year. So yes, I'm about, you know, just shy of $6,000 a year. I can get up to $10,000 a year. Now we're at that point. It's like, do we sell it or not? It's pretty close. It's almost that point. I'm going to wait for it to rise up a little bit more on the cost. And so there's a little bit more equity before we sell it. Because we've had great renters in there for the last 4 years with zero hiccups and almost no money out of pocket during that period of time. But it's getting to the point where it's getting close, right? That's the thing you need to analyze. And so if you've got equity in these properties, you're sitting on a potential gold mine, something that could actually speed you up to be able to get out of the rat race faster than you would if you just sat on that money here and now and just let it go. Not to mention, you've had these properties for several years. Are there going to be more maintenance costs coming up? Are you going to have to do more maintenance? Could it be possible that you're going to have to, an eviction coming up because you've been good up to this point? But what if all of a sudden something goes wrong and now you're making lower cash flow and you got this equity? Would that be the time to do it? So there's always a good timing for that. That's why you need good strategic planning. Of course, you always have questions. You reach out to us, moneyripples.com for that. But just know this, is that you have potential here. Get that money that's in prison, get it out and get it working for you harder and as it should be. I'll end you with this final story. I have a client here that he's out in California. He had a property that he just did not want to let go. Him and his wife both. It was like their first home, their first property they ever bought, their rental. And the thing is, they're cash flowing $200 a month net. Now, there's $700,000 of equity. Now, you do the math. The return on equity on that property, you're making $2,400 a year. You got over $700,000 of equity. That means they're making about a 0.3, 0.4% return on equity. I told him, and I begged him for the last couple of years. I said, this is the time. And he grew equity, which is fine. But he missed out on several years of equity and growth in other places that money could have worked for him. Because that $700,000, what used to be $600,000 about 3 years ago, now it's $700,000. That could have been working for him the whole time, making him a lot more with all that leverage he could have created when the interest rates were even lower. But here's the good news, is that he's taking action now. He's got the property on the market and we've got deals lined up that he can get into and make much, much better returns. Like I said, even if he only made a 10% cash on cash on that $700,000, still, that's $70,000 a year versus $2,400 a year. Can you imagine how much of a difference that would make? I mean, what would that do for you if all of a sudden you made almost a $70,000 jump in your income right now, all because you're sitting on this gold mine that you didn't take advantage of? That's why I was pulling out my hair the last couple of years, trying to really get him to see this. And now he's seen it. He's like, now's the time. We're ready. My wife's ready. Let's do this. The question is, guys, are you ready to take action? Are you willing to take advantage of this huge growth we have in the market? And I do think things will cool off a little bit in the real estate market, especially where it's been hot already. If you're in hot markets, you're in places where it's been growing a lot, this may be the perfect time to get out, take those profits and run and use them elsewhere. Notice the common theme I've had in these last several episodes is taking your profits and running. You have an opportunity while you've still made money to take it and then make more stable, predictable returns as we move into a different market. The question is, are you becoming a victim to the market because you waited too long, or are you going to take action, be proactive, and then you become the hero of your own story where you say, look at me, I'm a rock star. And you can become a rock star if you're doing this right and you do it very strategically. So anyways, if you got questions, you can always reach out to us on moneyripples.com. Guys, go and make it. And make it in your own life by taking action. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.
You've heard me talk about American Furniture Warehouse here in the Houston area. Are you amazed yet at their huge in-stock selection of quality furniture? But even more so, their prices? From modern sofas, leather sectionals, to beautiful dining sets and bedrooms, AFW has exactly what you need to create the perfect room for you. At American Furniture Warehouse, they make beautiful homes happen for less with their no-pressure buying process, everyday low prices. Shop or find your closest showroom at AFW.com.